Hello, this is Sandra from Ferragudo Dreaming Podcast, and my guests this afternoon are João and Pedro Núñez, two entrepreneurial brothers. They elevate the local seafood scene in Ferragudo with their fantastic restaurant, Ferragudo's Terrace, one of my favorites, maybe the favorite. And well, they want to put Ferragudo on the map, and in my opinion, they did a good job already. So Pedro and João. I look the other way. Can you please introduce yourselves and tell something more about you as a person and more about the company, how its history and maybe the future? Who's going to start?
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra. And first, thank you for inviting us to the podcast, our first podcast.
Yeah.
And we are very happy to speak with you. And so basically, I'm João. I'm 33 years old. I'm from Ferragudo, and we born here in Ferragudo, and we had a dream. We start planning everything to go still where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
More or less like this, and we are happy at this time to the things are going, and we want to keep doing it, keep going on, keep the consistency.
And for how long have you been doing this already?
We are doing this.
Not just Ferragudo Terrace, but your career. How about your career?
Since I was in high school, on the summer school, on summer holidays, I was going to work in hospitality, in a restaurant, small restaurant, mm-hmm. And it started like this. And I finished high school, I moved to London, United States with my father, I came back, and I was in Villamora for a few years, working always in this business, in hospitality, and I moved to London for a long period, but on that time with already this project in our mind.
Okay. So when this is started in COVID time, I believe.
This started in COVID time?
Yeah, in 2020.
In 2020.
Yeah.
We already was building the restaurant, and it was a complicated time, but also for us was a good point COVID, we have more time to organize, to plan the things, and mm-hmm. Of course, we don't know what's going on after COVID, but we already are on it, so we need to go forward and push as much as we can and do something special and something we really believe with quality.
Yeah.
As a first.
Well, it shows. Yeah, it shows. And Pedro.
Hello.
Talking to you.
I'm Pedro. Before I start, thank you, Sandra, to having us and to give an opportunity to share our journey.
Yeah, okay. Well, and you know, I'm very proud that you are in my podcast, that you are my guest.
And I'm 26 years old, and I'm the younger one, and we decide to do this when I have 18 years old, and I'm in high school. And when we decide to do the Ferragudo Terrace, we was born in here, we from here, we know everything around, and we see Ferragudo growing up 8 years ago,
yeah.
10 years ago, and we see a lot of tourism from Ferragudo, Portimão, Carvoeiro, and our father as well. Before in the past have some restaurants, and the culture of hospitality we feel that,
yeah.
And idea or a dinner, a lunch, a conversation, step by step we talking what we do in the future, and we starting with a point, a restaurant or a bar in our house, and starting the dream.
Yeah, yeah, because it's amazing, because you used to live here. This was your house, your family house.
Like the kitchen, our kitchen now.
Yeah.
It's our room or my room, and
That's great. Well, that's a very inspiring story to tell people, because most of the tourists, they don't know of course, because you don't tell that story. But it was in an interview I read. And it's something to be proud of, I think. Because you are you are young guys, and you have ambitions to grow something here in your hometown. While most of the younger people, they go away, I think. Is that still the case, or that was a couple of years ago that younger people, younger men especially, they went to bigger cities or abroad?
I believe this is for me. I can speak for everybody. Young people now is complicated to return to Ferrigo, but this is a question of also the with like 5-10 years ago when people start selling the properties and everything, and for economic reasons, and now they try to come back. It is complicated.
Yeah,
we don't have younger people here to raise or create a business, or even to move here to have their own place. It's difficult, but also they need these kind of things need to be need to be a lot of investment about it, and it's not easy. Of course, for us, we want to have more young people here, much more people to come here to everything for good, but you know, it's complicated, and these times not easy to find.
No.
I believe the people need to start with a dream, and the things take time. And this is the point, people need to fight for it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And what do you tell younger people, like the people where you were in school with? Are they still here?
Not me. People, a lot of people, like I said, because of economic reasons, they went naming, right? They went to all around Europe, even Lisbon, and they are not here anymore.
No.
Not here anymore.
And Pedro, did you also have like a background in Europe where João went?
No, because I don't have time to. I'm more younger, and I don't have time to go there.
You finished school, and then stepped into the business.
When we decide to do the restaurant, the business, when we start with the architect, with the plans, everything, we have time to, because Portugal takes a lot of time with the papers, and we decide, okay, in 3 years, okay, João said, I go to London to experience, to everything, and I said, okay, I go to university, I finish the high school, and I go to university. I take hospitality management in Faro, in hospitality school, in 3 years, and more technique, more economic, with the part of João, more in a restaurant, in experience, and to see different things, to do a different concept in Ferragudo.
Yeah.
And after 3 years, with the architect, with the municipal ago, I said, okay, we are ready to start with the construction, we back again. Both parts doing well, we back together to Ferragudo, and we start with the construction.
Yeah, great.
And start the COVID and start...
It was a busy time. Yeah, so you both decided that you wanted this.
Yeah.
This was really your dream.
Yes, it was only beginning, since we, like 8 years ago, and okay, 10 years ago, okay, let's do something. We had a plan with the project, and we keep the same line, same path.
You took the path, and
same path, and it was just like this. Sometimes it's not easy because it's a long period, and sometimes our lives, because of this, that we change our priorities. But in this case, we very focused, because also this come from our effort, our hard work, and we put everything here.
Yeah.
This is also something very special for us.
Yeah, but it's really your baby, actually. Yeah.
It's a small baby now.
A small baby, yeah.
Small baby.
So what are the plans for the future then? Because now it's like a small baby, it's still young. What are your plans with Ferragudo Terrace for the future? Or do you want maybe the same restaurant in another town? or not.
No.
You just keep this and then grow. Let it grow.
The same restaurant in a different town, it's not...
It's not the same.
It's not the same, yeah. Because that restaurant have... it's unique.
Yeah.
It's authentic. We are from here. It's in the central of the villa. It's our house, our family house.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know, we do 1 year and a half, and we have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And more guests, more investment in social media to show what we do in here and to show our story as well.
Yeah.
It's not just a restaurant.
No.
It's our story. It is,
yeah.
And we have to...
So what will you see yourself and Ferreira Terrace in like 2 years' time? What happens?
In 2 years.
It's not long, because two years is over while you do this.
I believe because usually the restaurants, when they open, and we are not a different case, but it's very important. Of course, we did something different in the beginning. People is new, so want to come, want to see. And now, okay, we are doing something well. Very good, so we need to keep the quality and the consistent, because after 2-3 years the consistent will put you, and you get more regulars, more people, and your place is going to grow.
Yeah.
And this is basically what to do. Of course, we need to, like I said, invest more in social media to show us to the Algarve, even to Portugal, because we are in a small town for good, but this small town is also a place with day by day is growing a lot.
Yeah, it is.
And the clientele we have here is also a strong point. But we want to do this, we need this place also for everybody, for the community, because we are from here, and we, more than everyone, we feel that, feel this this town. And basically it's like this. 2 years, we'll be here for sure.
In
2 years we'll be here.
Yeah.
And, what we can expect from us is every year we're gonna invest more in the place, more in quality, more on service to the people. This is what we do, and also keep all the staff, because this is something we are proud of, is to have a young staff with us, and all the staff from here also. More or less one or two from the other town, but from here, from Ferreira, and young. I'm the older one in this team, 33. So this is also very important. And in these nowadays, to have young people in this hospitality is not easy. And we are open all year, and it's something...
Maybe you're a trendsetter then with this.
Maybe.
So you're setting a trend for younger people to come back to Ferragut or to Portugal and start a business, maybe.
So maybe. And if I did this, or me and Pedro did this, this for us is good, because we need more people, more young people in this area, more young people to come to Ferragut to invest in small things, even in other type of business. But this is good too, because like this, more people attract more people, and young people need, for not young people, to grow the villa and the town.
Yeah, sure, yeah. And we're in December now, so your clients, they are not, I think, the most part is not tourists anymore, but Portuguese, locals?
Some Portuguese as well.
Yeah.
But now is we know it's November, and Algarve have the seasonality, and... we have people from Lagoa, Portimão. Now we know Algarve in the summer, it's very busy, and almost restaurants, every place are busy, full. And now that persons have time to be in here, to enjoy, because we are from here as well, and we know the guests, we know the people.
Yeah.
And when you, like you, Sandra, when you come as well to our restaurant, we want to give you some time, some conversation, how is everything, it's not just a...
No, it feels like you're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you come more than one time, I think that you already consider people as a friend.
As a friend.
Yeah. And that's good, because then people come back.
We makes a difference.
Yeah, it makes a lot of difference.
It's more than just serving the people. It's also being with the people, and because people come here to enjoy, and we need to give more than just a spend.
Yeah,
a normal deal.
Not just food and
than that.
Yeah, true. And well, you've been doing this like 1.5 years now, 2 years almost.
Yes.
Did you always wanted to own your own restaurant? Because being an entrepreneur is maybe different than wanting to have your own restaurant. Like when you were kids, you talk to each other and say, "Oh, I want to have a restaurant."
No, it was not like this.
No, Pedro.
We have a story in the past. Our father had a restaurant even in here in Furagud at that time, so it's already something we had in
it
our...
It was in the family already.
It was already in our family, but even him and mom, our mother never said, okay, you have that house, you will open. No, this was something we create. Let's do something.
Yeah.
And because we see the life and the things, and we have here opportunity, and we see opportunity.
Yeah.
And we are from here, and for good on that time, we see, okay, this something will come. And these days is for sure is one of the more attractive, even for tourism, to live.
Yeah.
And to invest, the three, I mean, these three words are very, very, very popular here now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I think that's it's a good idea. It was a good idea for you to start this and with this story also behind it. It's I think it attracts a lot of people. But also I also know that people who listen to this podcast, they want to know the person behind the entrepreneur. So what do you do in your spare time, Pedro? You watch football, I know.
We see the match together, Portugal, first match in the square. It's nice.
Yeah, but what do you normally do when there's no football?
Okay, some sport as well. Now some feet, to friends, to drink. But now in this time of life, with 80% of my life, it's more the restaurant, because the restaurant consume very part of our day. Okay, we just open 3 o'clock, and in a weekend we open for lunch as well.
Yeah, but
almost 80% of the day it's to think in a restaurant, to the staff, to create a new experience for the guests as well.
Yeah.
Because it's like you said, it's a baby, and we have to
to feed it and let it grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you do in your spare time, if you have any?
I have a little bit also. I like to go to the gym, to do some sports. Also, I played football a big part of my life. Also, something I really like. I don't have time now for sure, but I really like to do that also. When I have time to travel, to invest in our knowledge, wine, tourism, everything. But everything mostly related about restaurant business.
Yeah.
Dinner, lunch, food, especially food, food, food.
Yeah, because I know you told me that you went to Madrid, I think.
I went to Madrid.
Yeah, and then you went there to eat at some restaurants you really wanted to eat at, inspiration.
Inspiration, exactly. Because we need to go to all over the world to see how the things are in other parts, to for us to be more updated for new things and the new tendencies. And is this.
Do you have still restaurants where you really want to go to? On your bucket list?
On my bucket list, a few here in Portugal, a few also in Barcelona. But now is the question of time. We don't have so much time. But in the winter, is because the Algarve is good sometimes, because in winter we have a little bit more time to go and. But for sure, if I have time, we need to, because this is also for the team and for us here in the rest, it's very important to give new ideas for the, to the staff, and for the staff go even with us. So when you go to, we have to do the, some little wine tourism with them.
Yeah.
And some places to, even with the fresh products we work, we go, we need to go to visit the places to, for them to know what we do, and because these things and these products are so good, and the way they lead.
Yeah. So, and you work with a team, of course, and do you also, are you a team of friends also, or just co-workers? Or is it like a, it's a friends and you do stuff together also?
Is what I learned in the life, especially because we spend here more time with, you know, with our families.
Yeah.
So this basically is family, is friends, and we need to create the business and the recent as a family, because like this, together we can go, me and Pedro alone, we cannot do nothing.
No, only no, of course.
Together with all the team on our shoulders, and because of this we have a very good relation, and since we open, we keep all the staff.
Yeah, and this that's season, great. Yeah. And, I think that's unique, because it's very hard to get good staff.
Good staff, and we've been very happy and lucky to have these boys with us, and we want to keep them as much time as we can, and invest in the in their career, because yeah, they need to also to grow.
Yeah, of course.
They need to grow. They need to grow every day, like us.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the life, sometimes we, after a while, after a period, we are ready. We need something.
Yeah, you're ready to do something new, else. Yeah.
Something else, and we have some ideas to create.
Yeah.
So let's
see. Okay. Okay. Exciting. So, well, you are from Portugal and you are from Ferragut. So, what do you think could be different or better here in Ferragut?
In the winter time now, because in the winter we have more time,
mm-hmm,
and for people as well living here, have more places. I know it's difficult, sometimes we don't have a lot of tourism people, but have to more places to the people, opening a bar to people go there, or more activities, I don't know, or sports or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's difficult, but what is that the question? It's for which target? It's for young people, it's for 30, 40 years old, because you said, Sandra, people from my age, I don't have a lot of friends in here, because go to another place, like
yeah,
João said, and it's difficult to create for young people activities, because if I think, okay, I have two or three or four friends in here, and one activity for four or five friends, it's
yeah,
it's difficult. And
but what do you think you could add to that? You could, if you could change something,
okay,
to create more, well, more of what you said, like more availability for people, young people, to have like a restaurant or a bar,
okay,
or open up. What would you do?
Before, I think the people have to come back.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
The people have to come back.
First, they have to be here.
To be yeah, here. And to be near the houses. Oh, have to be a house. Okay. And I think the government of Portugal, the municipal Lagoa, have places in here around. And have, I don't know, idea create or 5 or 10 properties, not so big, but not too high, like now it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I don't know, to push the Portuguese people to come.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because,
encourage them
yeah,
to come back to their
because
country.
It's difficult to, because if you are in here, you don't have, OK, okay, you see Ferragudo, it's a nice place as well, but for young people, yeah. Okay, we have a place, it's a business, it's a different. But for young people, if you see around, you don't to see too many activities or it's a little boring.
Yeah, it can be a little boring. This podcast is especially meant for people, though, so they know it's not boring. So, well, we always come to the end of the podcast because we have 30 minutes and we talked already for 25, so that goes really fast.
Okay.
Is there something you would like to add or say to the listeners, which we haven't talked about? Something you want to say from your heart or something you want to tell people? Where can they find you? Where can they find Ferragudo Terrace? I know, but...
Probably they know what they can find them, but we are in Ferragudo, central location in our family house, now become restaurant Ferragudo Terrace, and we are in Portuguese cuisine with a twist, and we are here every day.
And why should people come here?
Because here we give them more than just a dinner, we give them experience, we give them quality of the products. You want people to feel special and make people special, because even in these nowadays with the life so and so many problems in all the world, people sometimes when they go out they need to have a good reason, and even the money they spend need to work, and here for sure we want to give the people the quality and the special occasion they deserve.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And you, Pedro? Something to add?
Something to add? It's
something inspiring words.
Okay, it's like João said, we are in here and we have passion what we do.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes it's difficult and it's hard when you work in a place and you don't are happy. And we are happy and we have passion about the place, about the industry, about everything, because you said what we do off the restaurant, and we said all things about the hospitality and everything. It's because we have passion, and the people come to holidays or to go out the life. We are in here to give that, to give new things, to experience, and to
just have people have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget. Sometimes the people go to the restaurant to forget or to have some place with your boyfriend or your husband.
Yeah, true. Because
Ferragudo is a very, very nice place, and is a place people are ready for, especially for hospitality. They find Ferragudo, okay, it's a place to go, not only us here, but all a lot of good restaurants around, and this is something we are very proud of, to be in this town, and very happy what Ferragudo reach, and the quality of the town, all the beach around, I believe is something we cannot lose, and it's some point we need to keep this line and don't lose the authenticity.
Yeah.
Of the town. This is very important.
Yeah.
Keep the roots and keep the people. But we need to do something, not to just words. We need to do something to keep.
Yeah. Yeah. More action and
more action and
words. Yeah.
But I believe we are in a good way with everybody who's on the power. So I believe we're gonna have a good future.
Okay. Well, we're going to stop with that because the 30 minutes are almost up. So I would like to end with saying that you have to try the spider crab soup and the wild octopus, because these are my favorite. Heaven on your tongue. So this was this is the end of the podcast. Well, thank you, João and Pedro, for being my guest. And, well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed this very inspirational interview with the two brothers, and that you come to Ferragudo soon. Well, happy to see you, and ciao, ciao. See you next time.